has been a leading cause of missed school days in Uganda. Older surveys have estimated that it accounts for roughly 40% of all school absence. Arua Hill Primary School in Arua City is a beneficiary of recent malaria campaign of the Rotary Club of Arua Eco City. And Madrate Martin says the number of learners seeking permission to go for treatment has drastically reduced due to the support by the club's Rotarians.
I'm very grateful to this club for having positively intervened in controlling malaria. In the history of the school, you discover that in a day, there used to be a number of children coming to ask for permission to go for treatment. And the associated treatment they normally go for is malaria. But after Rotary Club distributed the nets to the learners, I think the rate of children coming for permission has reduced. As I talk, this time I've not received more than 20 children coming to ask for permission to go for treatment outside.
A similar program was also extended to All Saints Sochiwa Primary School in Ivy West Division. Because of the school's strategies to fight malaria, Slavia Alizio, the head teacher of Arua Montessori Primary School, says cases of malaria among the learners have reduced greatly.
At times they come here when they'll just be having fever. We have our first aid box where we can give the services. When we see that it doesn't help, that's when we call a parent to come and pick the child, or else the teacher in charge of health is sent to a hospital with the child, and then we call the parent, and then they always get when the child has been helped after giving the first aid from the school. Comparing the past years plus when this year started, it has not been a very serious case. Normally here when we have lesson, we also give advices to these children how to sleep under a mosquito net. And for instance, when it is very cold, they are supposed to put on their pullovers to avoid these feveries or to avoid them from suffering from malaria.